Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is scheduled for your listening pleasure. Making his way to the ring, your host of the Turnbuckle Topics Podcast, he is Pat Dunneen.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Turnbuckle Topics Podcast. I'm your host, Pat Dunneen, and these are my predictions for WrestleMania 40, both Night 1 and Night 2, taking place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Lincoln Financial Field. We have a great card. It's really shaping up. 13 matches, I believe. We may get one more, possibly to even things out for both nights, so we get 7 and 7. The presumed card for Night 1 is 7 matches, leaving Night 2 with 6. Either or, if it does stay at 13, I think we'll all be very satisfied with what we get this weekend, that's for sure. So without further ado, let's jump right into match one here, the Women's World Championship, where we have Mommy versus the Man, Rhea Ripley. She's been champion for the better part of a year now, going up against Becky Lynch. I mean, Becky Lynch has had a fantastic couple of weeks. 2024 has been good to her, winning the Elimination Chamber, putting her in this position in the first place. But the last couple of weeks, ever since her book was released, recently becoming a New York Times bestseller, so shout out to Becky Lynch. She's really doing her thing. Now, Rhea Ripley, obviously, she's been doing fantastic for the past, not just the past year since she's been champion, but a lot of people could argue the past year and a half at minimum since she joined the Judgment Day, turned heel. That's changed everything for her. On the main roster, that's for sure. So this is a tough one. As much as I want to go with Becky Lynch coming out with the victory, much like she did 5 years ago in the main event of WrestleMania 35, Becky, two belts, I just don't see it happening. You know, maybe she gets a rematch somehow at Backlash next month, but I see Rhea Ripley retaining her Women's World Championship, and still, even if it's just for the short term, Rhea Ripley could lose any day, maybe the Raw after WrestleMania, or again, maybe a Backlash. Perhaps, but I don't see her losing at WrestleMania 40. So, and still, Mommy, Rhea Ripley, is still the champion. Next up, the Intercontinental Championship. Gunther, who's been the champ for the better part of 2 years now, going up against the contender, Sami Zayn. Now, this one's going to be very interesting. This match, folks, could easily steal the show, not just on whatever night it's on, but for the whole weekend, that's for sure. As much as I like Sami Zayn, he had a fantastic, specifically had a fantastic 2023, that's for sure, going up against Roman Reigns in his hometown last year in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, for Elimination Chamber. Unfortunately, he didn't get the job done, but that was a fantastic match. And then he had some kind of redemption, at least towards the Bloodline, when him and Kevin Owens defeated the Usos for those Undisputed Tag Team titles last year, WrestleMania 39 main event for Night 1. That being said, you know, Sami Zayn is a 3-time Intercontinental Champion. I'd love to see him become a 4-time Intercontinental Champion, dethrone Gunther this weekend. I don't see that happening. You know, they paired him up with Chad Gable the last couple of weeks, and I can appreciate it, you know, being that it's taking place in Philadelphia. We get the Rocky vibes here. We get Chad Gable playing the role of Mickey in his corner for the contender, obviously, Sami Zayn being Rocky. And I don't know. You know, I think as good as this is, and it's also a good way to prevent, you know, all of us from turning on Sami, those of us who wanted to see Chad Gable in this position, for WrestleMania, we all thought it was about time. Again, Sami, a 3-time Intercontinental Champion already. Chad Gable has never held singles gold on the main roster. Well, any time in WWE, even in NXT. You know, he's won tag gold in NXT, on SmackDown, on Raw, numerous times, but never got that singles gold. And so I think we all could agree here, at least me selfishly, would like to see Chad Gable get it done. So, and still, I see Gunther retaining. As good as this match is going to be, I don't think Sami gets it done. Maybe he gets it done in the near future. Hopefully Chad Gable is the one to dethrone Gunther in the spring or summertime, but we'll have to wait and see. So next up here, we have the 6-pack tag team ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. Now, as they mentioned this past Monday on Raw, the match will end after both titles under the Undisputed Championship banner, both Raw and SmackDown, have been retrieved. That now makes it possible for the titles to split between two teams. Again, something we haven't seen in the better part of 2 years. Separate, you know, brands having their own titles on Raw and SmackDown. They've been undisputed ever since the Usos won those titles better part of 2 years ago. Once they got hold of the Raw tag team titles, initially had the SmackDown for a while. And so this is going to be very interesting to see. It's been a minute. You know, went from the Usos to KO and Sammy last year. To what then was it the Judgment Day to Cody and Jey Uso for about a week, and then back to the Judgment Day. So I think regardless, the Judgment Day doesn't retain not only Raw and SmackDown, but I don't think they retain any of the titles. The argument could be made, obviously, for any of these teams: DIY, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, The Awesome Truth, The Miz, and R-Truth, who I see coming out with the victory for Monday Night Raw, getting those Raw Tag Team titles. Of course, The New Day, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, they've gotten it done numerous times. A-Town, Down Under, Austin Theory, and Grayson Waller, and New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bates. So there's an argument to be made for any of these teams. Really is. As far as SmackDown's concerned, I'm going to go with A-Town, Down Under. I think, you got the babyfaces and R-Truth and Miz winning on Raw. You got the heels winning with Theory and Waller on SmackDown. It was a close call. I was going to go with New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate for SmackDown, but I'm going to stick to my guns here. A-Town, Down Under, getting it done for SmackDown, the title split. And there's been more emphasis, you know, with Triple H being in charge now, fully of creative, as Nick Khan mentioned the other day. You know, there's been a lot more emphasis on tag team wrestling, so I don't feel as if you need to only have one set of tag titles. Again, for quite some time, when Vince was in charge, you could easily say that there could have been one set of titles that go from Raw to SmackDown, much like the women's division does. But there are a lot of great tag teams on Raw and SmackDown for the men, so I'm totally okay with them splitting the titles again. And I think that's a good move. Now for this next matchup right here, we have brother versus brother, Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Can main event Jey Uso get it done? You know, it's going to be very interesting to see. The story tells itself. This time last year, again, they were defending those undisputed tag titles in the main event of Night 1 of WrestleMania, going up against KO and Sami Zayn, where they took that defeat. A lot could say they haven't recovered since, although they were together with the Bloodline for a little bit, then they both backed out at the same time. And then, of course, the rest was history when Jimmy Uso turned on Jey Uso at SummerSlam, costing Jey the Universal Championship opportunity against Roman Reigns. Then in October, he cost Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso those tag titles when Judgment Day became two-time tag champions. And then most recently, the better part of a month ago, on Monday Night Raw, Jimmy Uso again cost Jey Uso a title opportunity for the Intercontinental Championship. So three strikes, you're out. Again, the story tells itself. They've done such great work together for years on the same side. Now they're going head-to-head. It's been well documented the past year and a half, 2 years ago, in an interview, I want to say it was with Ariel Helwani, around Clash at the Castle or something like that, where they said one day their dream is to go one-on-one on a stage such as WrestleMania. And, you know, I thought it would happen, them putting it out there, but it happened a lot sooner than I thought it would. I think many would agree. But regardless, this is going to be very good. I think Jey Uso gets it done. Again, he's got a lot of reasons, plenty of reason. Again, those three title opportunities that Jimmy cost him within the last year to get the job done here. So I'm going to go with Jey Uso. The argument obviously could be made for Jimmy as well. In the Royal Rumble this past year, back in January, I want to say Jey was the one who eliminated Jimmy. Of course, we know they were the first two entrants in the men's Royal Rumble. Jey coming in at number one, Jimmy coming in at number two. And so that was a lot of fun to see. So again, regardless who comes out with the victory here, it's going to be a lot of fun seeing these two go at it on a stage such as WrestleMania, Jey Uso. Now, let's get to this six-woman tag team matchup here. Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi going up against Damage Control's Dakota Kai and the women's tag team champions Asuka and Kairi Sane, the Kabuki Warriors. This one's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, it's going to showcase Jade Cargill and her strength. This is her first official match. She debuted at the Royal Rumble this past year, getting quite a few eliminations and really, you know, showing what she's made of. And so here we'll see. It's going to be a lot of fun. This both very stacked teams. Going to go with Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi. For starters, I don't see Jade Cargill starting off her career with a loss, that's for sure. They've made us wait this long, the better part of 6 months since they signed her. We all know why it's taken so long, and that's okay. But again, I think certainly Damage Control can afford the loss, being that it's not a tag team match and it's a 3-on-3. No titles, obviously, are on the line, so they can afford to take a pin in a non-title match. So again, this is going to be a lot of fun. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride here. Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, Naomi going to get it done. Next up, we have a tag team match, the LWO's Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee going up against Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom Mysterio. Now, last year, we saw Rey defeat Dom Mysterio defeat his son at WrestleMania 39. Thought we were going to get a rematch between the two this year, and we are still somewhat, just in a tag team capacity. And it's going to be good, but I think Dom Mysterio and Santos Escobar are the ones who get it done this year. And I'm not just going to say that just from a simple tag team stance here. Of course, you know, Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've seen these two on the same side the past couple of months, having each other's backs, whether it's on SmackDown or on NXT, being there for one another, regardless the occasion. I think this is where we could very easily see Carlito turn on Rey Mysterio, turn on Dragon Lee in the LWO, and help Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom get it done. You know, last week on SmackDown, Rey Mysterio, when the LWO was face-to-face with Legado del Fantasma, he said he's going to take a partner of his choosing to go up against Dom and Santos at WrestleMania. A lot of people were thinking, hey, maybe it's going to be Carlito. I think Carlito even thought it may be him. We certainly knew it wasn't Zelina Vega. We knew it wasn't going to be Cruz del Toro or Joaquin Wilde. They're a tag team of their own the past 3 years or so. So we knew that wasn't going to be the case, but we thought Carlito was the most logical option. But I even knew myself. Said there's no way. They're going to end up calling out Dragon Lee. Just a moment later, his music hit. The newest member of the LWO, Carlito, was, you could see it on his face. He was not thrilled, even in a backstage segment that was posted on WWE social media after the show, where everybody's, you know, still rah-rah, happy and excited for Dragon Lee joining the LWO, joining Rey Mysterio for this WrestleMania match. And again, Carlito was not happy, to say the least. So expect the turn of Carlito at WrestleMania, that's for sure, and that's going to be the sole reason why they lose this tag team match. Speaking of tag team matches, let's get to the main event of Night 1, where we have the Bloodline, The Rock and Roman Reigns, versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Now look, if Rhodes and Rollins win, all members of the Bloodline will be barred from ringside during Sunday's undisputed WWE Universal Championship match between Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. However, if the Bloodline are to win, then for Night 2's main event, the match will be held under Bloodline rules, which means anything goes as far as the Bloodline are concerned, and that's not good for Cody Rhodes at all. I'm going to cut right to the chase here. I'm going to go with the Bloodline getting the job done on Night 1, regardless who gets pinned, who does the job here in the end. And, you know, The Rock and Roman are going to win Night 1, that's for sure. You can look at it from a couple of ways. A, I don't see The Rock losing. I really don't. And if you want to, for those that believe Cody's going to win and get it done Night 2, even if he were to get it done, I don't see Cody winning on back-to-back nights. I just don't see it going that smoothly for Cody, even though he's been getting his ass beat lately by The Rock and Roman, basically, the last couple of weeks, specifically The Rock, on Monday Night Raw. It's been rough for Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins and Jey Uso and company. Anybody that is affiliated or associated with Cody Rhodes is feeling the wrath here. So again, I got to go with the Bloodline here. Regardless, they're going to be under full control Sunday night, making it very difficult for Cody Rhodes to get it done, to become the new undisputed WWE Universal Champion, dethroning Roman Reigns after a very lengthy reign. August would be 4 years. That's crazy. So, that's how I see fit. Now, for the World Heavyweight Championship here, we have Seth Rollins defending his title versus Drew McIntyre, the new and improved Drew McIntyre. I think we could all agree on that. He's had a fantastic heel run these past 5 or 6 months, namely the stuff with CM Punk as of late, ever since injuring Punk at the Royal Rumble, taking him out of WrestleMania completely, essentially taking his spot going up against Seth Rollins. The rest is history. So, anywho, this is going to be a great match. Seth's had a pretty good reign since last May, winning this title in that tournament, defeating AJ Styles at Night of Champions. And again, he's done pretty good. Certainly a defending champion. Say what you want about Seth Rollins. He's not just waiting for PLEs, you know, these premium live events to defend his title. He'll go out there any given Monday Night Raw as long as he's cleared. Even if he's not cleared, I'm sure he would go out there, but doctors won't let him if he's injured, of course. But Seth goes out there week after week after week and defends that world championship and has had a successful job doing so. However, I think this is where things take a turn for Seth Rollins. I think Drew McIntyre does get it done. He does finally win a championship at WrestleMania in front of a crowd. Of course, we all know he beat Brock Lesnar during COVID. Was it April of 2020? in the Thunderdome, or it wasn't quite the Thunderdome just yet, but long story short, it was in an empty arena, nothing but camera crew and backstage personnel. And so that was Drew McIntyre. It was a good heartfelt moment. He was the big baby face who had won the Royal Rumble. Momentum was on his side and so on. But here, it's going to be just as good. You know, he wins the World Championship, World Heavyweight title at WrestleMania 40, a milestone WrestleMania in front of a huge audience. And look, he's a heel now, but he's doing a fantastic job. So I think for him, at minimum, it's going to mean just as much. That's for sure. So, and new World Heavyweight Champion Drew McIntyre. Now let's get to the WWE Women's Championship match where the Women's Royal Rumble this past January. Bayley, the former leader of Damage Control, she got the boot about a month ago or so. They kicked her out. And we have Io Sky, the champion, going up against Bayley. This should be a great match as well. And much like I just said about the World Heavyweight Championship match, I see a new champion here. I really do. I like Io Sky. I think her run with the title has been very mediocre, if I'm being honest. She cashed in and won at SummerSlam right after Bianca Belair had won the title. And so, I've been a big fan of Io Sky when she was Io Shirai on NXT. And I'd like to see her have another reign, of course, in the future, whether it's babyface, whether it's heel, away from a faction. I do want to say that her being a part of Damage Control, even though I really like the new and improved Damage Control with Asuka, with Kairi Sane, of course, Dakota Kai, I want to say that faction has improved in the past year with Kabuki Warriors. However, I feel like it's definitely hindered her for what it's worth. So I see Bayley winning the championship. You know, she hasn't been a babyface in the better part of 4.5 years. So this is going to be interesting. We'll see how this title run goes for Bayley, hoping for the best for her. But I do see her getting revenge on her former faction that turned their backs on her. And new WWE Women's Champion, Bayley. Now we have a singles match here, LA Knight versus AJ Styles. This match should be fantastic. Two former big names in Impact Wrestling, right? Or TNA, once upon a time. AJ many years ago, LA Knight, you know, Eli Drake more recently. And here they are on the big stage, WrestleMania 40. So good for both of them, really. Both got to WWE later in their careers. And they're doing a great job. You know, AJ's been there 8 years. LA Knight's been there 2 or 3. But this is, you know, the past few months, realistically, have been the biggest run for LA Knight. You know, getting these opportunities, whether it's against a Roman Reigns or whatnot. So this should be fun. Regardless what happens, I do see the babyface winning this match. I see LA Knight winning, defeating AJ Styles. I think he could certainly use the momentum, especially being that this is a non-title match. Not saying LA Knight had to be in a title match. I did think months ago he might be going up against Logan Paul for that US title, but here we are, and that's okay. It's going to be a good one. It's going to deliver, that's for sure. So LA Knight with the win. Speaking of the United States Championship, we do have a triple threat match for Logan Paul's United States Championship, going up against the Viper Randy Orton and the prize fighter Kevin Owens. It's going to be great. This really is. It's going to be a fun triple threat match. Will we finally see Randy Orton lean into the heel side that we really haven't seen since his return several months ago at Survivor Series? So will Randy Orton finally go back to his heelish ways, his heelish tactics? And will this spin off to a one-on-one match at Backlash between Randy Orton and Kevin Owens? I could certainly see it. That being said, regardless how this goes, I see Logan Paul retaining and still the United States Champion. And to add to that, not just because I think Randy Orton and Kevin Owens are going to have their own feud post-WrestleMania, that's not why I necessarily just see Logan Paul retaining. I see Logan retaining because, as was announced 3-4 weeks ago, SummerSlam this year is going to be in his hometown of Cleveland. So I do not see Logan Paul losing that title prior to SummerSlam. I mean, hey, he could lose it at SummerSlam. That's certainly a possibility, but I do see Logan Paul retaining in this triple threat match for the U.S. title at WrestleMania 40 against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens, walking into SummerSlam in his hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, as the United States champion, and we'll leave it at that. Now let's head over to the six-man Philadelphia street fight. This one is going to be good. I mean, it's a street fight. It's in Philadelphia. Need I say more? The Pride, that's the name they go by, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford with B-Fab, going up against the Final Testament. That's Karrion Kross and AOP's Akam and Rezar with Scarlett and Paul Ellering. Again, this is going to be good. It's a street fight. It's going to be an absolute brawl. I think it's hard to say what team is going to get the job done here. It could go either way, certainly. But I got to go with the Final Testament. I think they certainly need it more. That's for sure. I mean, you want to talk about needing momentum. There's one guy in particular that needs it, and that's Karrion Kross. And why not take AOP along for the ride as well? Could only help this stable. I know these are both relatively new stables. The Pride's been around a little longer, but the Final Testament, especially if they're trying to be this tough heel stable. I mean, Paul Ellering, he's great, was with the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom for years. Need I say more about them? We all know they went down in history, potentially as one of the best tag teams of all time. And so him aligning himself with the Final Testament, of course, he was with AOP back in the day in NXT and such. I think they need to get it done, simply put. So going with the Final Testament, getting the win here. And that leads us to the final match of WrestleMania. That is, unless they add a match from now until then. But this is the main event of Night 2 for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Again, we don't know what the stipulation will be. If the Bloodline should win, then it's a Bloodline rules match, right? And if Cody and Seth get the job done on Night 1 against them, then all members of the Bloodline will be barred from ringside during that match. So, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going with the Bloodline getting the win on Night 1. The Rock, Roman, finding a way to make it happen. Even if they cheat, as usual, they're going to win. It's a Bloodline rules match. So again, the odds are stacked against Cody Rhodes, as they usually are. It's usually stacked against anybody who goes up against Roman Reigns. The Bloodline has been there for years. The Usos, Solo Sikoa, having Paul Heyman there. Will we see new family members from other promotions join the fray? There's been mention of Jacob Fatu, Lance Anoa'i, even Umaga's son, Zilla Fatu. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting to see as far as Cody Rhodes is concerned. Who will help him? Will it be Seth Rollins? Will it be Jey Uso? Will they both be beat up and battered from their matches earlier in the night or from the night prior? Will they be attacked or jumped prior to this main event, leaving Cody with no notable numbers to help even the odds a little bit here? Will we see the rumored John Cena? Will we see Stone Cold Steve Austin? Could we even see The Undertaker help Cody Rhodes go up against the Bloodline here, finally finishing his story that a lot of people thought he was going to do last year? And kind of, if not now, then when? If Cody doesn't get it done here, you know, you don't have to put a time on it, on anything, or an expiration. But I mean, look, people are trying to be patient here. And, you know, Cody, you know, I'll give it to Cody. He's trying his best, right? Back-to-back Royal Rumble winner. First one to do it since Stone Cold, what, 25 years ago or so. Only four have ever done it. Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, and Cody Rhodes, so that's an impressive accolade unto itself. The only four back-to-back Royal Rumble winners. And so I hope Cody does win. Personally, you know, if you know me, I'm a big Roman Reigns guy. I've only ever went up against Roman Reigns once, and that was at Clash at the Castle back in, what was it, September of 2022 in Cardiff, Wales, when he went up against the Scottish Warrior, Drew McIntyre. And I did go with Drew McIntyre. I thought they were finally, you know, after what, at that point, it was a two-year reign. He just hit the two-year mark. And I thought it was time. I thought Drew McIntyre was going to win, become the new champion. I thought it would be good for him to do it over there. It was a fantastic match. That was until we saw the debut of Solo Sikoa coming up from NXT. He was a babyface down there for a little bit. Now, joining the Bloodline, becoming, obviously, a heel. He's done a fantastic job since the last year and a half. And now things are a little different, though. Things are a little different. And I think Cody will find a way to get it done. I really do. Again, if he doesn't, I'm going to be very surprised. Again, it's only the second time I'm going up against Roman Reigns. It's hard to bet against Roman. This time I'm going with Cody Rhodes. Last year I went with Roman. He got it done. This time, the American Nightmare and new, undisputed WWE Universal Champion, Cody Rhodes. And that's it, folks. It's all 13 matches I went over. Again, they might add one more last minute to even things out here. Maybe later tonight on SmackDown, they'll give us a seventh match for Night 2. But as it stands, it looks to be 7 on Night 1, 6 on Night 2. And I'm more than okay with that. Less is more, right? And so that be that. So I want to thank you guys for joining me here on this preview and predictions episode for WrestleMania 40. I hope all of you enjoy this show. You know, this is going to be the first WrestleMania I've ever attended. I couldn't be more excited. Really couldn't. In Philadelphia, city I've always loved. May not love their sports teams and their fans, but I'll tell you one thing. I do love the city of Philadelphia. I really do. Have some very close friends that live there as well. So looking forward to meeting up with them as well while I'm out there this weekend for WrestleMania 40. So again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Turnbuckle Topics podcast. This is my preview predictions for WrestleMania 40, both night one and night two, taking place this Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Enjoy the show. I look forward to giving you my input, what I thought about the show in general, obviously, both nights, and experiencing my first WrestleMania. There's going to be a whole lot to talk about coming up next week as far as the outcome and pretty much the new season. Right after WrestleMania, we get a brand new season, the Raw after Mania, and before you know it, they'll have the draft probably in the coming month or two, and things should kick into high gear. Before you know it, it will be SummerSlam time. So thanks, guys. I'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening.
Got a question for Pat? Send him an email at turnbuckletopics@gmail.com. That's turnbuckle, T-O-P-I-X, @gmail.com. Find him on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Turnbuckle Topics. Thanks for listening to the Turnbuckle Topics podcast. Be sure to subscribe. If you like the show, help others find out about it. Leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Join us next time for another episode of Turnbuckle Topics. See you then.